Many people carry an inner sentence that sounds like this: something is wrong with me. That sentence may have grown through rejection, failure, criticism, sin, comparison, abuse, or years of feeling unseen. Over time, it can become more than a passing thought. It can become a shame script. A shame script does not simply say, "I did something wrong." It says, "I am wrong. I am worthless. I ruin everything. God must be tired of me. No one could love the real me." Scripture makes an important distinction between conviction and condemnation. Conviction tells the truth about sin and leads us toward confession, grace, repair, and life. Condemnation attacks our identity and drives us toward hiding, despair, and hopelessness. Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." This does not mean our choices do not matter. It means that Jesus Christ, not our shame, has the final word over those who belong to Him. Your shame is not your name. Your failure is not your name. What someone did to you is not your name. What someone called you is not your name. Even the worst chapter of your past is not the whole story of who you are before God. In Christ, you are invited to bring both sin and suffering into the light. You can confess what is truly yours without carrying blame that belongs to someone else. You can receive correction without agreeing with self-hatred. You can grieve what happened without making the wound your permanent identity. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." New creation identity does not erase memory or make growth instant. It gives you a new center. Your life is now being shaped by Christ, His grace, His truth, and His Spirit. When a shame sentence appears, pause before agreeing with it. Name it honestly. This is shame speaking. Then welcome Scripture into the conversation. You might say, "I have sinned, but I am not beyond grace." Or, "I was rejected, but I am not rejected by Christ." Or, "I feel worthless right now, but my feeling is not my Lord." Or, "I am still growing, and God has not abandoned His work in me." These are not empty, positive statements. They are truthful responses rooted in the gospel. Low self-esteem often turns attention inward and asks, "Am I impressive enough?" The gospel asks a better question: "What has God declared, and how can I walk faithfully today?" You do not need to prove that you are better than everyone else. You do not need to pretend you have no weaknesses. You are invited to receive your God-given worth with humility and to live as someone created, known, redeemed, and called by Christ. Today, notice one shame sentence you have repeated. Do not attack yourself for having it. Bring it into the presence of Jesus. Ask what is true, what belongs to grace, and what faithful sentence you can practice instead. Your shame may speak loudly, but it does not have naming rights over your life. Jesus does.